Hi everyone, this is Cherry. Welcome back to Christ-Centered Change. So today I want to talk a little about the schoolmaster. I'll put the scripture in the description box. I just didn't look it up because I was just excited to give this podcast. So it's a scripture in the New Testament that talks about how the Old Testament was basically a schoolmaster, a teacher. And under the New Testament, we don't need that basically direct tool of teaching because God did it in the Old Testament. So what happened this week was my Fitbit, y'all, stopped reading my heart rate. And also I had this where I was wearing my watch, my skin was irritated right there. So I was like, oh my goodness, right? I didn't want, like, I felt like it was like a not a deterrence, but just an agitation. So what I learned from the process, of course, I wasn't calculating my heart rate, and I still use my Fitbit on the other arm to try to, you know, give that arm some time to just relax and, you know, breathe. And what I discovered was I no longer need a schoolmaster. Like, I realized that without my heart rate, without checking my heart rate, I was still effective. Now, of course, it's going to be some times where I discussed in the podcast, checking it is good because you could be dropping it and don't know it. But what I realized, even with me adding my calories into my calorie tracker, is that I don't need it no more because my patterns have been established. So what I'm doing is working and effectively. And y'all, this is one of my biggest weight loss weeks ever. So I think, like, wow, is God releasing me from the schoolmaster into basically a different season of, you know, physical health. So I just feel humble and blessed. And I'm realizing I don't need a tool master anymore. A schoolmaster, excuse me. Tool master, a word too, right? Because I did discuss in my earlier podcast when I started recording the tools I was using. And of course they have their place, but I have graduated, I believe. Even when I think about some of the foods, because at one time I was buying like some of the health meals, you know, that are frozen. I don't buy those no more. I cook everything fresh. So I just wanted to encourage it. Y'all, this is a process, and when you graduate from that schoolmaster, I think I've graduated from the schoolmaster, because I was thinking about, man, buying a new Fitbit. I was like, I don't even need a new Fitbit. It's because, like, I think I've mastered what I'm doing, but in a humble way. I mean that very humbly, where I can trust the system God has brought me into to know intuitively. So that my heart rate now working on my Fitbit was actually a good thing. And the scripture reads Romans 8:28, all things work together for good for them who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. So be encouraged. Pray for that season that you will no longer need a schoolmaster. It is true in the spiritual realm where God has released us under Jesus in the New Testament. And it's true, I suppose, shall I say, in everything we do, if we really set out to do it with all our heart, mind, and soul. Well, thank you so much for listening. And always find the joy.